It's DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Gorgeous day out there, 3:07. Sandra says, will you guys be doing anything at the Wildy again? We absolutely will, Sandra. I think this year we're going to be on this side of the river, and that should be coming out in the next 2 to 3 weeks. It's going to be a big one. DGS 25, the celebration of 25 years of the DGS. The band's going to be playing. It's going to be a whole lot of fun, probably the best one that we've done. And then in the spring, we'll be back at the Wildy. That's my plan.
Awesome.
We need to pay more attention to the East Side.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
It's half the audience. 3/4 of the DGS are from there, but we just don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just in general in St. Louis, we just kind of ignore the East Side, which is really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
East Side is awesome. East Side.
We should do something at the amphitheater. That'd be fun. The Alton Amphitheater.
I was like, which one?
It's nice.
They have an East Side amphitheater.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, yes, they do.
There should be more than one,
that's
right?
That's where Andrew saw Smash Mouth.
It is. And I saw you guys there one time.
Yeah. At the barbecue festival.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With Smash Mouth?
Yep.
Yes. Did we play or were you just doing an appearance?
We were just doing an appearance, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
it was
I remember that.
I don't remember exactly.
It was like a Super Jam play.
It was like a barbecue festival type thing. Yeah. You guys had an appearance there.
Yeah, and your parents came.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's hear from all the Eastsiders on the stream there. South Roxana, Grafton, Alton.
Mm-hmm.
You draw a triangle there, and you've got something.
You really do.
You've got the East Side Triangle, man.
We should figure out exactly what's in the center, and then
I like it.
Do a show there.
I like it.
Just at some guy's house in the
Let's
yard.
Let's see. Hartford, Grafton.
I think it'd be like in the middle of the river. It might actually even be on this side of the river. Yeah, might funny. Be like West Alton.
Razor's Edge?
Yeah, let's talk about a couple of things here. First, I want to talk about a part of the big, beautiful bill that just got removed. The Senate voted to remove a ban on state AI laws from the big, beautiful bill. The House had originally proposed a 10-year moratorium on state AI regulations, but luckily, in my opinion, many felt that it was too broad. They were worried about child online safety. So you might ask yourself, as I did, why on earth would you want to put a ban on state AI regulations? Who does that serve? But I always like to hear people out. I don't want to be like, it's because the Republicans are evil. Like, no, there's probably like a different reason behind it. And it was basically came from the concern that there would be a patchwork network of AI laws that would make it difficult for us to compete with China and other countries when it comes to AI, which I understand where people are coming from with that. But then it begs the question of like, okay, well, if we can't do state laws about AI, or you don't want a bunch of different state laws governing AI, then the federal government should step in and come up with some sort mm-hmm. of legislation to regulate mm-hmm. AI. Mm-hmm. Because what we can't do, I think what we can all agree, we can't just let these AI companies make their own rules. That's not good for us.
Because even they, I know Altman, went to Congress and said, we need regulated.
Yeah.
I mean, even they're saying, this is the Wild West.
Yeah, so at least they were able to remove that from the big, beautiful bill that there's at least not a ban on making state laws about AI for the next decade.
Mm-hmm.
So that is encouraging. But what I would like to see next is let's regulate AI now. Let's figure some stuff out. And I'm not the person to do it. I don't understand this technology. I realize the vast majority of people in Congress
99.9.
don't. But what they need to do is get with consultants who understand what's going on, and mm-hmm. they need to protect the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about AI so much on the show, I feel like maybe some listeners have the impression that I'm like totally against AI, or I think it's evil or something. I don't. I just see the potential pitfalls that are there. Let's just get this together while we still can.
Yeah.
Now, one thing, I was reading comments about this online recently, and I just like to see what people are saying. The point was brought up, which was comforting to me, that was like, look, it's not like we have to regulate AI, quote unquote, while we still can. We will we should, Wheels makes this point, we should always be able to do something about this if it gets to a place that we don't like. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, it's code, it's ones and zeros. You should be able to go in and delete things. So that is comforting. I tend to get in this mode of like, it's going to turn into the Terminator and we're going to have no way to stop
it. I guess I'm more in that mode. You know, like, yes, it's ones and zeros until it's not. And that's what's different about this than any other thing we've ever done in history, is that we have always been in control of the technology. But as I understand it, and I'm certainly no expert, when it reaches the singularity and has a mind of its own, it would have agency to change things. So it would be able to get rid of, for example, firewalls. And now, again, a lot of this is sci-fi, but I think we're kind of living in a sci-fi world right now.
Yeah, I end up being skeptical about this stuff because who are the people that don't want regulation? Typically, they're the people that are doing the work.
Yeah, people right? who are selling it.
Well, these are companies that have a lot of money, and just call me skeptical. That it's shocking that people who have money and make political donations get their way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no excuse to not be on the front end of it, at least just having a framework that says these are the penalties if you use AI for this purpose or that purpose or another. We can get started on those things.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have it all-encompassing, all-inclusive policy from the get-go.
Yeah.
But you put something in place that can serve as the space holder and that can cover things that we know right now can be issues, like deep fake pornography stuff. Like, I mean, like all kinds of things we know now shouldn't be there. And we can work on regulating those things and saying, if you do this or if your tool is used for this purpose, then you suffer these consequences.
Man, I'll take it one step further. How about you don't get to use a person's likeness without their consent?
Absolutely.
Doesn't have to be porn.
Period.
Doesn't have to
no.
be anything illegal. You don't get to make AI Rachel Zimmerman do anything without my like express written
yes.
consent. I think that is beyond reasonable. And anyone who wants to argue against that, like I kind of question yeah. where your intentions lie
yeah.
at that point.
Yeah, whether it's something sexual and disturbing or it's just, hey, come on down to Piggly Wiggly,
right.
Rachel Zimmerman's favorite barbecue place.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
All right, let's take a hard left turn. Here are the 10 discontinued McDonald's menu items that fans wish would come back.
Mm.
I'm full of 10 lists today.
Okay.
Number 10, the McPizza. Does anyone remember the McPizza?
I do not.
Mm-mm.
What about you, Wheels?
I do, but I don't remember ever getting it.
It is a discontinued menu item. It launched in the mid-80s. And it was a family-sized pizza that was brought out to the table by an employee
yeah.
and placed on a raised rack in the center of the table. It was then okay. scaled down to a personal-sized pizza.
That's Pizza Hut style.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know what they thought they were doing.
Mm-hmm. I know. They were wilding out with the McPizza. I don't necessarily need them to bring that back. Apparently, the hot mustard is discontinued. I feel like I just got hot mustard very recently at
that
McDonald's.
Would be too bad.
Entree or is that a sauce?
It's a sauce.
Okay.
the hot mustard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they get McPizza.
And for the lady,
yeah.
the hot mustard.
She'll be having the hot mustard.
I will be having the family-sized McPizza. The cinnamon melts. Does anyone remember this?
I don't.
Hmm. Must have been a breakfast thing. You know what? Maybe I do.
Yeah.
For like a, they were around for like not that long.
You're right, Andrew. They were a breakfast pastry item. There was lots of fan disappointment whenever these were taken away. Apparently, they were logistically difficult to produce, and they didn't sell enough to justify, you know, continuing them in McDonald's stores. The grilled chicken sandwich comes in at number 7. I remember in like mm-hmm. the mid-aughts, there were a ton of chicken sandwich options, and a lot of them were grilled. I never got them, but it was nice knowing they were there.
I've never enjoyed a McDonald's grilled chicken.
No, it's fine in the wraps.
Yeah.
If you get it like
the
wraps that
good.
Way. Burger King used to have a great grilled chicken sandwich.
Mm.
And I don't know if they still do or not, but if they did, they changed it.
I recently got the Burger King oblong chicken sandwich.
Yeah,
the one
the
from
old
our
school.
Youth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the chicken parm or did you get the other one?
It's changed.
Yeah,
it's not the same.
If you get some honey mustard to dip it in, it's okay.
Is that an entree?
the hot honey mustard. But it's not that. It's different. No, it's definitely different.
We've got another sauce on the list, the Szechuan sauce.
Okay, that one I know.
Number five is one that I was quite fond of, but I had forgotten about until I saw this list, and that is the fruit and yogurt parfait. Oh my gosh, it was a delight, an absolute delight to get that from McDonald's. Number four is the McDLT.
Loved it.
Keep the cold side cold, the hot side hot.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, the spicy chicken McNuggets.
Yeah, I liked those. I liked those a lot.
Number two, the snack wraps, which are coming back this month.
I think they might be back already.
Ooh. And number one, the McRib. I don't even know how this got to number one on the list. It always comes back. It will always come back.
It's like a horror movie. It's always going to come back.
The people who like the McRib love it, and I just can't understand it. My wife is one of those people. She loves the McRib, and I just find it to be the most disgusting thing.
I can't do it.
I tried it, remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This last time around. Yeah.
Can't do it.
Jucky. Yeah.
Fake bones. It's just, got no bones.
I'm at McDonald's. I just want a Big Mac. Quarter pounder's fine, you know? Like,
he is in rare form today.
I just want a Big Mac. I don't want your stupid fake rib sandwich.
Kevin, I want the fruit and yogurt parfait, man.
Kevin has just been stabbed.
Did you guys ever eat the fruit and yogurt parfait?
I just want a Big Mac.
So am I the only one who ever had?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think?
Look around the room.
Forgot who I was talking to.
Look at the four of us and then ask which one of the four of us has had a fruit and yogurt parfait.
Yeah, your
McDonald's.
Audience.
Yeah, me and yogurt don't get along.
He just wants a Big Mac.
I just want a Big Mac.
If they had yogurts with a bunch of McNuggets in them, then maybe I would order that.
McNugget yogis. What if they put the spicy McNuggets into a blizzard?
Ooh, now we're talking.
Drizzled with the hot mustard entree.
Oh, I had a question for you guys. There's a current McDonald's commercial where they take an ice cream cone and dip it in a soda. Am I missing something here?
No,
they might be trying to get on. I have not seen this, but they might be trying to get on the dirty soda craze that is taking over fast food places. Which is basically, as we talked about before, in certain parts of the country, there's a regional flavor where you take like a soda and you put like cream in it, essentially, just like some creamer.
Wouldn't it be more of a float than a dirty soda?
That's kind of what it is. Like you're dumping the soft serve into your drink. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then that would be.
So they're doing it with like the orange drink to do it like an orange sickle thingy.
Well, now
so
there's
it's something
a
you can order or something you just do yourself.
I don't know, but I've seen what you saw. I saw it's a commercial, right?
Yeah.
I seen what he saw.
I seen what you see.
This is like
Wheeler's the MVP.
I seen what he saw.
Give Andrew a shout out though, because Andrew's like, now I did not see what you saw. Like he's trying to keep his hands clean. He takes this very seriously. He's not gonna comment and you know besmirch McDonald's.
No, this is like his religion.
He's very cautious.
Yeah. No. This is like throwing stuff around about Jesus to a Christian.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'll go to McDonald's tonight and they'll be like, we heard what you said.
Yeah.
You didn't see what he saw.
You did not see what he saw.
You ain't seen what he seen.
I'm going to re-educate you.
Just want a Big Mac.
Or a quarter pounder.
325 DGS on KMOX. Have you guys seen the conspiracy theory that we all died in 2020? No. I think I just killed Wheeler. You okay?
Yeah. People believe the dumbest things.
What's the show, and at the end, they were all living in a snow globe? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh.
From like the 80s or something?
Yes, Godfather.
What was it?
You know what I'm talking about,
Yeah, that
though.
Happened. What was that?
I don't know.
I have to Google that. There was a show that, like, their last episode, they just zoomed out, and it was a snow globe.
It was like, none of it was real.
Oh, Saint Elsewhere.
Oh, okay.
Saint Elsewhere? That's how it ended?
Yes.
Sorry to anyone who was planning on watching
that. It made people really mad at the time. They're like, what? This was all in a, was it in the snow globe, or was it in the kid's mind?
Something like that.
Yeah, it was like the kid's mind.
And he was just staring at a snow globe.
Because he was just like messing with a snow globe that had the hospital and the people inside it. Yeah. So it was all
that's
got to
be one of the first real big cop-outs.
Yeah.
It sure felt like it to a lot of folks. I don't think I ever watched that, though.
People were upset about Newhart, right, too? But that one wasn't quite as bad because it's like a comedy.
What happened at the end of Newhart?
It was he was dreaming.
He was...
I'm going to say he was drunk.
He dreamt at all?
He was with his wife from the Bob Newhart show.
Right.
And then he did Newhart with a different wife.
Right, right.
And at the end of that series, he woke up with his first wife.
Yeah.
And he had dreamed a whole second series.
Okay.
Do you guys see?
That's at least a joke.
Man, that would make me mad as a wife. I'm like, oh, okay. So you got a dream wife that went on for like four seasons. Yeah.
You got a dream wife you spent half a decade with? Okay.
Why don't you have her go make you some coffee?
Your subconscious mind has made me mad.
Then she'd say, I seen what you saw.
I seen what you saw.
She wanted a Big Mac.
On that Big Mac commercial.
I seen it.
No feet.
They was putting the ice cream in the soda pop.
I seen it.
You didn't see what they saw.
Meanwhile, Andrew's like, I'm going to be very careful. I will not speak out of turn.
He's now, like, listen, I do not want
to
be.
Point to parliamentary procedure.
I do not want to be misunderstood.
Andrew takes a knee at the big golden arches.
I will not be perjuring myself.
Perjuring yourself? What?
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 334. Hot take. I don't like patriotic music.
What?
I like music. I'm patriotic. I don't like patriotic music. Yeah. It's boring.
Is this the patriotic music you're referring to?
What about that says I
tolerate
love
it. Tolerate it
America.
Yeah. See, it sounds like you don't enjoy the style of music that is employed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am with like that in Christmas carols, right? It's not so much the songs and what they're about. It's just the sound of them.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well said.
Yeah.
I've seen what you see.
You know, like, you know, there's not much better to me than like Jimi Hendrix playing the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
Like, that's great. But that's because it's a rock and roll version, not just a regular.
Well said. Hello, Dave Murray.
Wow, two cranky guys.
No.
No,
there's happy. There's one of us that's especially cranky today, so.
I mean, it's kind of my job.
He likes nothing.
I definitely didn't like that top 10 list. That stunk.
Yeah, Dave Murray, do you have a subscription to the New York Times by chance?
Of course he does.
I do not. Okay. Wall Street Journal, that's for me.
They have a top 100 films of the 21st century list.
I heard about that. I saw the top 10.
That's ridiculous. That's what we discussed as well.
See, it's not just me. Dave Murray agrees. No. It was like trash list.
What are these movies?
Exactly. Well, and then the greatest movies of all time, just not in there. Can't have something cool in there. Not allowed to have Lord of the Rings.
Bobby Burris says, Andrew has really grown over the years to become an important part of the show. Good job, buddy.
Oh, no.
Whoa. Very nice.
That's nice.
How's that make you feel?
It's nice.
The third grumpy guy of the day.
It's nice.
But?
But?
Well, the buddy is potentially. Now, here's my problem. My problem in life is that I say buddy all the time, but if somebody says buddy to me, I'm like, what does that mean?
Take it easy, buddy.
You think like they're being
condescending?
Yeah, right. But then when I do it, I don't mean it.
So sort of like he's doing this, like,
yeah, which I'm sure is not what he means.
No,
because it's not what I mean when I say it constantly.
Yeah,
like every other sentence I say it, but I don't mean anything by it.
You should be hearing that in your own voice. The way you
come
say
on, Rachel. You and I got to get out of here. This is catching.
Dave, you helped me, man. You did your job.
Yeah, and I'm not cranky at all. I'm getting lumped in with these two fools.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not cranky. I'm just, you know, I just want to make sure.
I'm just mad.
I want to make sure Bobby fussy.
Just want to make sure Bobby's pure of heart. I am a little fussy. Fussy is a good word.
Yeah, you need a nap.
Okay,
yeah.
Brian brings up a good point. How do you like it when a kid checking you out at the store calls you boss?
Hate it.
Oh, really?
I love it.
Hate
makes
it.
Makes you feel like a big man.
I hate that term.
Oh, I love it because then that means I gotta come up with a comeback, and I can come up with another one. Like,
no, you just call him boss right back.
Everything's good, fella.
And you guys just keep bouncing boss off each
other. Chief,
buddy, chief.
Yeah, you know, man. I'm not your boss.
That's aggressive.
Another good one is bro. What's up, boss? I don't know. How you doing, bro?
I bounced Champ off of somebody not that long ago. I felt terrible.
Yeah,
Champ. I felt very bad.
Did you lead with it, or were you responding to something?
Well, I was just like, "What's up, Champ?" To a guy that was checking me out, and I felt horrible.
You can't
about
do
it.
That. That's
bad. I know it was bad. I didn't mean it to be bad, but as soon as I said it, I was like, "Oh,
Champ!"
Like if you said that to a little kid, that's fine, right? You're a little kid, like, "Hey, Champ, how you doing, buddy?" Like that's fine, but it makes it sound like you're talking to the older
He's
guy.
He's
got to
be
that.
A real little kid.
Yeah,
you can't say that to a 10-year-old.
Really?
No.
They don't like Champ?
What's up, Champ?
I think a 10-year-old would be
the nuts.
Yeah, I think I think a 10-year-old would not like Champ.
Huh. Yeah.
Maybe like a 7-year-old.
Bobby says his dude better.
Yeah. What's up, dude?
It is.
How about Hambone?
Yeah.
Hambone. Oh, yeah.
Hambone.
Now we're just making stuff.
Let's get that started. Let's get people saying that across St. Louis.
If Bobby hit me with a Champ, I would never recover. I would get up and go home if Bobby hit me with a Champ.
Good job,
this
Champ.
This is clearly a guy thing. This is just all guy thing.
Thanks for the gas and the hot dog.
Champ. Dave Murray raises a good point, Rach. Do women have anything of this sort?
Yeah, do you guys do that to each other?
Not really. Like, sometimes it'll be like sweetie or honey, but I always take it well.
How do you feel about ma'am?
You know, sometimes I don't love it because it's like, I'm a kid like you, person who's 15 years younger than me.
I'm just a baby.
Yeah. But,
We're
you know,
the
I've,
same.
I've learned to live with it. Sometimes when like a 17-year-old calls me hun, they're not doing anything wrong, but I'm like, I should be calling you hun. You're my hun. I'm not your hun, you know.
I'm yours.
Whose hun would you be?
Like anyone older than me.
Yeah, like somebody who's, you know, 40, 45.
How about if it's an older man?
That's totally fine.
Totally fine.
As
long as you're not creeped by it.
Yes. And that's the thing is, like, there are people who are like, under no circumstances should you call me this and this. It's like, you obviously then you don't have friends or, you know,
people
working
you're comfortable
relationships.
With.
Yeah, with people you're comfortable with, because that's just something that people say that's nice.
Yeah.
It can be really nice. It can be really creepy if you don't know the person or they're giving off bad vibes.
Yeah.
But it can be very nice and very welcome.
Like if they said, I seen what you saw, huh?
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, I don't know you. Like,
yeah, what if the guy was like, I seen what you've seen, Champ?
Be like,
say, pardon me, sir, I'm going to run away.
I am a sucker for terms of endearment.
Yeah.
You call a lot of people, huh?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And I like being called that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine.
It's good.
Kev, you call me that anytime you want, honey.
All right. I've begun the names.
Sweetheart.
I will say, like, now that I'm at this age, anytime I'm going, like, let's say I'm going through the Jimmy John's drive-thru or something, and it's, like, a 21-year-old serving me. Like, I feel it in my heart. I want to be like, thank you, sweetie. But then it's like, is that weird? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, because you look too young.
Yeah, I don't want to creep anybody out.
Yeah.
But, like, just know it's in my heart. Like, you...
You are my sweetie.
I love you for no reason. I just think you're adorable. Just because you're young.
It's good. It's good. I think we've made some progress here.
I think Jake's got onto it, though. Jake's got the South Park reference.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not your buddy guy. I'm not your guy, friend.
Your guy, friend.
I'm not your friend, pal.
I'm not your friend, buddy.
Terrence and Phillip for the win. Oh, yeah.
Not your boss.
Not your boss, bro. Not your bro, pal.
Yeah, I don't.
You call
like,
me bro sometimes, Kevin. Is
I
that,
do.
Is that that's a term of endearment?
All right.
You like me, right?
Please, please.
That was a good one.
You're like, what if I started calling you bro? Whatever
you feel like, man. Don't affect me at all.
I'm not gonna clock it. What do you do?
So, honey, do you want to know the forecast?
Yes. Thank you, dear. It's pretty here, pumpkin butt.
Get after it, bro.
It's great. It's great. For this time of year, this is a top 10 day. Top 10 day.
Nice.
Beautiful evening on tap. Basically, think upper 70s for evening plans. Sunset about 8:30 now, latest sunsets of the year. Tomorrow's still a great day. Sunny skies, comfortable, 89 degrees. It's a little bit warmer, 4 or 5 degrees, but humidity levels are still good. Clear skies, 69 Wednesday night. Thursday, sunny. A slow buildup in the humidity Thursday afternoon, 93. Friday, 4th of July, it's summer. Sunny, hot, and humid. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm. 95 for the high on Friday. Friday evening activities for all that patriotic music Dave loves. It's going to be great. Just great.
Nice. I wonder when we figured out humidity. Like, how far back? I'm sure going all the way back, people are like, wow, this is, I don't feel good.
I don't know the answer to that. And I should know the answer to that. Google that. Somebody Google that.
Wheels is on it.
Yep.
Google that.
Got distracted.
It's the history of humidity.
What'd you get distracted by?
I saw a thing on the Twitter.
Oh, dude.
Was it about baseball?
Of course it was about baseball.
It was, actually. I was like, oh, I saw a baseball thing. Cannot ignore that.
Oh, we were sitting there today having the nicest conversation about me and, you know, my needs,
sure,
and how Kevin could help them. And then she's, of course, in his position, hands straight out like Frankenstein on his keyboard. And he just goes, oh, no! And I go, what? And he goes, Penguin McGee just got traded to the Marlins.
Yeah,
and
dang it.
I don't do that to a man of my age.
He was good.
I'm picturing the tweet he just saw was like, okay, baseball fans, who likes it whenever they hit the ball with the bat? And Will's like, I can't let this one pass me by.
I do. I like it.
I like it.
Favorite this tweet, if you like when it goes real far, and he's like clicking the thing as hard as
he can. By the way, your answer is it dates back to the late 14th century.
Oh.
Yeah, that's up. Yeah, it's got to go way, way back.
Yeah.
Okay, Wheels, what is your favorite thing that happens in baseball? Like, when are you like, this is the peak?
The big home run.
Yeah, exactly, like, right?
It's not stealing home.
I would think stealing home
would be.
Yeah, but most of them are not like real steals home. You get the occasional real one.
I think he just feels bad for the pitcher and the catcher when somebody steals home.
No, just that there's nothing like that feeling of hitting a ball and you know it's gone.
You
and
ever had
that
home stolen
sound,
on you?
I don't think so. Not in a traditional way. Not like a straight up, like they stole home. More of a like a double steal.
Hell yeah.
Where you got first and third and the runner on first goes and maybe you throw down to second and then they try and then there's a relay and all that.
Well, we've all been there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Too much information.
Yeah. You asked.
You hit. You found the outer parameter of Dave's interest.
I just kind of zoned out there for
Dave
a minute.
Dave just wanted the yes or no answer. Yes, Dave, that did happen.
That sound was you hitting the Dave Murray wall.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, pal.
You having fun with your grandson, Dave?
All right, dude. I am.
Good.
We had a great day at the beach yesterday. We had a great morning. We went out and searched for our dinner. Got that.
Yeah. What'd you get? Steak, rice?
We're doing steak, rice, corn. We did get corn.
Hey, now we're
mussels,
talking.
Mussels, clams, and shrimp.
Damn.
Shrimp. Nice.
Boil.
Hey.
We are doing a boil.
See how he likes champ, man. Try it out on him.
Yeah, call him cheese.
Call him champ.
I do call him ham cheese. Bone. From
ham bone?
He likes that. Yeah, he likes that. He does like that.
He's like, I'm ham bone.
If you call him cheese, I feel like that'll be the name. His memoir will be like, my grandfather called me cheese.
If you put that kind of nickname on a boy, it's never going away.
No.
Nope.
My grandfather was a fascinating man. He called me a different name every day.
You will be called
me cheese.
You'll be called cheese for the rest of your life. That'll be on your baseball card. Cheese McGee.
Cheese Murray. That's how you would say it.
I kind of like Cheese McGee, though. That sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Cheese McGee.
Hey, hit him with it. See what he thinks. He might love it.
You know what? I'm going to.
Get him in here now. Let's talk to this young man.
Hey, listen here, Cheese McGee.
Let's talk to Cheese.
He's going to be known as Cheese Murray when he's 15.
Murray.
The next time he gets out of line, just do this, Dave. Hey, you watch it, Mayor McCheese. Like, what the hell's a Mayor McCheese? The hell's a McCheese? Why is he the mayor? Don't make me call the Hamburglar. Okay.
All right.
Good. All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
That's it. Okay. No, that's headlines. It. Bye.
That's all.
He's like, thank God.
All right, dude.
See you, bro.
GS and KMOX. We are out of here at 4:39 on the dot to turn it over. I think it's Aki today doing the pre and the post.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Okay. Matt's low under the weather.
Yeah. Yeah, hope he feels better.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, that'd be.
This is very strange, but everyone is reporting that the jury in the Sean Diddy Combs trial has let the judge know that they have a verdict on all counts except for racketeering conspiracy, which I would think would be the biggest one. Now, it's been 25 years since I've practiced law, but this is really strange to me. I've seen cases be a mistrial. I've seen them be a hung jury where we just can't come to a conclusion. I've not, in my memory, seen them where they have all but one. But I guess it's at the judge's discretion to say, okay, give me those. And
so I just pulled this up to get the specific charges. So they're saying the one that they didn't have it on is racketeering.
Yes.
The other counts that he's charged with are two counts of sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that's a pretty stiff penalty.
I would think so, too.
And the other one are two counts of transportation to engaged in prostitution.
Yeah.
So those are pretty serious. I mean,
now, reading the tea leaves, I would think he would be guilty of those because if they can't come to a conclusion on racketeering, and then I would think that they would, you see what I'm saying?
Well, they would be saying they have a full out, they would just say that we have a decision,
yes,
as opposed to a split decision.
Yes. So yeah, if he's found guilty on anything, he's going away for a good long time.
Yeah.